Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares an exciting message on the gospel of the kingdom revealed. Find out what Jesus preached that changed everything for everyone around the world. Now, here's Kenneth.
Let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 3. Now, I've read enough of the gospel of this and the gospel of that and the gospel of the kingdom and I got a lot of ideas. Well, the gospel is salvation. Well, yeah, the gospel is healing. Well, yeah, I know it must be because whatever he preached caused salvation, and said the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and whatever he preached got people healed. Well, that all must be the gospel. And you hear some guy come up and say, well, Brother Copeland, we don't preach that healing stuff. We only preach the gospel. I have placed him first place, and his word is everything to me. My. Now. Verse 5, Galatians 3. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit, worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Well, he must be talking about the gospel here. Why? Because working of miracles, ministering to you the Spirit, my words are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they're not my own, it's the Father that dwelleth within me, he does the work. We're talking about the gospel. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, here we are again at that place where God dealt with Abraham by blessing through covenant, not through toil and earning, but by promise. Now, let me take a shortcut. I'm going to cut right straight across the track to the finish line, okay? Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is by faith so that it may be by grace. It didn't say it's by grace so that it might be by faith. No. This is the reason it's impossible to please God without faith. Because it is by faith so that it might be by grace. Promise produces faith, acted on and spoken. We step into the realm of grace and we walk in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
In his power.
Amen.
Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, stay with me now. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now, look at the 29th verse. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Go back over here. Verse 8. Everybody say verse 8.
Verse 8.
Put your eyes on it. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify or make righteous the heathen through faith preached before. The scripture preached. The scripture preached. The words that I speak unto you are not my own. He preached the gospel. The scripture preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. That's the gospel.
Yes, amen.
The blessing. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many are under the works of the law are under the curse. Now you come down to verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's the gospel. Amen. That's the gospel. What is the gospel? No more curse! Amen. Poverty's under the curse. Amen. That's the gospel to the poor man. Amen. Sickness is under the curse. Amen. That's the gospel to the sick man. Being lost from God is under the curse. That's the gospel to every man. You can be saved. You can be reconnected to God. You, like sin, never happened. You can be back in the Garden of Eden. You can be standing there next to Adam and God say, how would you like to have us all back? That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus was preaching. We know it was the anointing. He said, the Spirit of the Lord only, He's anointed me. But He's anointed me to preach something. The gospel of the kingdom. Huh? The gospel is the power of God. The power to forgive is the gospel. The power to heal is the gospel. The power to prosper the poor is the gospel. The curse has been destroyed.
I do what I do because I want to be a part of a team that's helping to communicate God's love.
People identify us with Brother and Sister Copeland. The office is like their own personal hands reaching out to those people in love, hugging them, and we don't take it lightly.
It's not a job. It's an assignment that we have there. So it's not like work. It's not like when before I was saved and worked in a secular job. It's totally different. It's kind of a 24/7 thing that you do and you think about. But because there's such a passion for it, it's not draining.
I'm motivated by love. I know I was created in love and that I'm ruled by love. And it's very easy to submit when you know you're ruled by love. So my desire is that everybody knows and experiences the manifested love of God, because I know in that place they will have victory. They will receive everything that God has promised them. They'll never be lonely again. They'll receive healing in their body. They'll receive restoration in their relationships. They'll receive clarity in their mind. They'll live a life that is joyful. I mean, what could be better than that?
The love of Christ compels. It moves us. It makes us do what we do.
You know, I've lost count of the number of times I've heard Brother Copeland say, God loves you just as much as He loves Jesus. And once you begin to meditate on that and get that down inside your spirit, it's such a wonderful, liberating truth.
And so it's very important that we have local offices with people who are ready and waiting to serve the partners of this ministry and anyone who might contact this office who has a need, because we know where to take that need, we know how to meet that need in the name above every name, the name of Jesus.
I came up driving to the office and I saw this man scratching in the rubbish bin, and I thought, not whilst we have a KCM, Kenneth Copeland Ministry, office in the region. The word went around that they can come in the morning, get a nice cup of warm soup and some bread, and that's what we do. If people see faith in action through love and they know that they love, it actually encourages them to walk by faith. there's a great need for people to be prayed with, to help, to be taught.
The closer you are to the people you're ministering to, the better it is.
And it's very important for us to have a personal connection with the partners in this area, because it reflects their importance to the mission that they've been appointed to through their partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
And we have great staff in our office that are standing by, ready to pray with people, to encourage them in situations that they find themselves in. They're ready to bring scripture so that people have something that they can stand on and believe that the Lord is going to just show them the solution to the particular situation that they're in.
And for the people to know that there is a KCM office, that they don't have to call to another country, they can always call us, they can always talk to us, they can always receive a prayer, they can always share their testimony, they can always simply share their heart with us. And that's what it's all about. The partnership is sharing. We're sharing the vision and we're sharing the grace.
Every person that contacts the ministry office is a life, and those people are connected to families and they're connected to friends and work colleagues. And so we just want to encourage those people to believe God for their own situation and to be a real sense of salt and light, as the word instructs us to be, in the situations that they're in their workplaces and in their families and in their homes.
Thing. Our mission statement talks about us being successful when the people that we have taught have taken the principles and the concepts that we've taught and are passed it on to other people.
We're in it together, and that's one of the greatest messages about KCM, that KCM is not just an isolated organization that doing the Christian work on this earth, but it's the family of partners and friends that reaching the world and changing it for the Lord by the power of God.
And of course, I'm very passionate about the message because the message changed my life even before I became here and was employed here. And it not only changed my life, but it changed my family's life and my children and now even my grandchildren. So I'm really passionate about the message, and to be able to be part of a team that does this worldwide, is I just love being a part of that team.
For over four decades, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has prayed for and sowed the word into the lives of military service men and women around the world. They have provided encouragement and support to chaplains on bases and in the field. Millions of dollars of ministry products and Bible-based teaching resources have been provided free of charge to military personnel and their families. The ministry has also sent the military edition of the devotional From Faith to Faith, mini books, scripture cards, and other inspirational resources to countless soldiers serving in the U.S. and around the globe. Showing his long-standing commitment and love for the military, Kenneth Copeland continues to speak at the Word Explosion Conference, joined by Bill Winston and Chaplain A.L. Downing. The messages delivered build faith, bring hope, and ignite victory in the hearts of believers.
The way you respond to his word, the way you measure it, is the way it's measured back.
Venturing beyond the borders of the U.S., Kenneth Copeland traveled to Schweinfurt, Germany in 2013 to minister to 200 active duty personnel and their families. His messages during the 2 days of meetings focused on the soldier's promise and the protection of the 91st Psalm. His visit made a lasting impact and resulted in changed lives. No one is more aware of that impact than Chaplain A.L. Downing.
I mean, what he does with the military, how he takes time out with the military. I mean, he's been to Fort Drum. He's been to Fort Drum about three or four times. He's been to West Point, Fort Bragg. Now he's coming here, flew to Germany to be with the military, preach there. It's a seed that's planted, and that seed that Brother Copeland is planting in the military, it springs up all over.
The ministry's outpouring of love, prayers, support, and resources touched the hearts of those who came to receive the Word of God.
It's great to be around people of like faith and hear the Word of faith and to have the Word sown into your spirit.
It helps them to have faith in the Word of God and have them be able to believe that they'll come home and they'll be safe.
If they get the instructions of the Lord, they're not going to have to go into the harm's way a lot of times, because God will take care of the battle, he'll confuse the enemy, and then they're always going to be safe.
It means everything to us that he supports the ministry of our soldiers. And it means everything to us to put finances into good soil, and we know that they're going to bring back a harvest.
His love for the military and understanding of their unique spiritual role is the reason behind Kenneth Copeland's mission to train, teach, and equip them.
Well, if you're going to train and teach ministers that pastor churches and train and teach ministers that are preaching in the field, you need to train and teach ministers that bear not the sword in vain.
Soldiers equipped for the spiritual battles and challenges of life. Families waiting at home supported by love, encouragement, and prayers because of you. Thank you, partners, for standing with us as we make a difference in the lives of military men and women around the world.
Well, I really enjoy partnership because it means that everything that they can do, I can do. It's like when I give to them, just I cannot go here, or I might not can go there, or I might not can stand on the stage, or I might not have an orphanage, or, you know, because every single one of them has different ministries. But when I give to them, and I give to every single one of them, when I give to them, it's like I have a part in every single thing that their ministries are doing. And I feel totally blessed.
And in the case of this ministry, and you're being partners with this ministry, and it's outreach and outflow and so forth, then Gloria and I have gone before the Lord according to what God did in the ministry of David, and stood in agreement with it, that every one of our partners received the same heavenly and earthly blessing that we receive for preaching. And every soul that's saved is not only your seed working, but you get as much credit for it and reward for it as we do. Father, we pray for all of our partners all over this radio and television audience, all over this planet.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for them. We praise you and thank you for joining them with us and joining us with them. And we give you praise
Thank
for
you,
that.
Jesus.
And all of our partners out there that you are calling to become partners with us, and all of our partners that have realized in the past that they should be partners with this ministry,
yes.
I thank you for re-energizing that calling in them. And we give you praise,
thank
sir.
You,
and we love
for
them.
The blessing.
And we receive them into our lives and ministry and our blessing and our anointing, glory in me. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name,
Jesus'
sir.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me show you something again here as we close from the book of Philippians. I want you to remember now what this man said and what a big effect these people had on his life, when in turn he had this kind of effect on them, and it's through prayer. Because there's no time nor distance in the spirit realm. Now listen to what he said. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now listen. According to my earnest expectation and my hope. Now Gloria and I have earnest expectation and strong hope.
Amen.
We have expectancy for our partners. We have expectancy for this ministry. We stay in an area. I tell you, we keep our hope jacked up as high as we can get
That's
it.
That's right.
Because hope is the blueprint for faith.
That's right.
And hope and faith are so intertwined, you can't have faith without hope, and you
That's
can't
right.
have hope without faith. I mean, this is a big thing together. And all of us in this together?
Oh, amen.
Gloria, this is huge.
It's huge.
This is absolutely, can you, a million of us? That's what God was saying. You're the biggest Holy Ghost gang on the earth. Whoa. And it's time for the supernatural to be manifest throughout all of us all over this world. Now
amen.
Listen to what he said. With all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be life or death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now then, he came to that crossroads, and he said, I'm hard-pressed between two. I don't know what to choose. I'd rather die, and to be with Christ is far better. I'd rather depart. I'd rather get out of here.
Yeah.
But, and now listen, he made the decision right then. Mm-hmm. having a desire to part and be with Christ far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. They affected his decision there. It wasn't time for him to go. He had not finished his course. Later, he did. And he said, I've run the race. I've kept the faith.
Yes,
I've finished
amen.
The course. Well, what if he had accepted that then and just chosen to take it and just got on out of here? It would have cut his own reward short. Well, see how much effect we have in this ministry together? Amen.
Yeah,
this is a strong thing. I was reading my Bible, reading my chapter for the day. I just gotten up and I'm reading my chapter. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, I want you to have your Bible taken up. Well, let me back up. I added to that. I want you to photograph every page of your Bible with your notes and your scribbling and all of it, just like it is.
Lots of yellow there.
There's a lot of my hands
awesome.
Scratching around on
For
it
you,
too.
That's years of study.
And he said, I want you to put together a New Testament made exactly out of New Testament, and I want your partner to have access to it. Give it to him. All of them that want it. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Gloria. Now that was. It took a while to get that done, and they had to take my Bible apart page by page and go through all that.
Photograph every page.
I got a message. My granddaughter texted over to me. It came off of Facebook. One of my partners that prayed and said, God, please, I want to see inside Kenneth Copeland's Bible. Now, this got in her heart.
Right.
Him or her, I don't know whether it's a girl or boy, but it sounded like a girl, but I don't know. One of my partners.
Girls are curious.
maybe that's it. But anyway, well, because it came from Jenny, I just figured it was a girl. Anyway. And my partner said, but I know that Bible belongs to his children and to his family. And they said it just hurts my heart, the idea that somebody would deprive them of that. And she just talking to God about this.
The Lord was listening.
And he put it on me to do that. And the reason she was on Facebook or they were on Facebook is because they had gotten their copy and they were just absolutely thrilled over it. And she said, look what God did. Now listen, I know good and well that was a big reason why the Lord had me do that.
Sure.
She wasn't the only one that was asking God about that.
That's a lot of teaching.
But I'm telling you, God moves on these things. We are one together in this. Amen.
Amen.
That's how connected we are. Now listen to me. If you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you need to go to kcm.org and download them free and get in there and just live in this thing. Yeah. Just live in it. Now, let's finish by looking at the book of Galatians here in chapter 6. Now, I'll show you how those prayers worked and why they worked. He said, be not, in verse 6, let him that's taught in the word communicate or have an interaction with him that teaches the word or in all good things. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit, he that responds to the Holy Spirit in his sowing, and what? Just money? No. This is talking about sowing prayers. This is talking about time. This is talking about coming to meetings. This is talking about partnership. This is time. This is talking about getting in this thing together.
Yeah, every day.
Because this church at Galatia
getting in the word.
Were fastened to him, just like the one at Philippi. And he said, he that sows to his Spirit shall of the Spirit reap zoe, life everlasting. Mm-hmm. The very essence life of God. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
We found that
what
to be
happens,
true.
What
Amen.
Gloria, this is based around Jesus talking about, remember now, this is what we've been preaching on all this week. The words that I speak unto you, they are not my own, but the Father that dwelleth within me, He does the work. Now, Jesus said, the sower sows the word. Now, in explaining that, He said, it's God that sows the word. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God. That's that heaven, that's a kingdom of God process in action. Now, it's sown into the heart. The fourth chapter of Mark, Jesus said, then Satan comes to try to steal that word out.
Yeah, you know he would.
He knows. If you ever say it, the Father within you will do it, and He's had it.
That's right.
Amen.
He can press you to let go of it, though.
That's what He's trying to
do.
Remember what He does? He tries to get your attention away from God. Mm-hmm. And have you heard what they're saying about you? Have you heard about the economy? Oh, have you heard about...
You've seen the news.
Yeah, see, He's trying to get your attention away from that. Why? Yeah. Before you can say that word by faith, He's going to get His words in your mouth. And if you say what He's saying, He can do the work in your life. Ah, we caught Him. If you sow to the flesh, you reap flesh, corruption. Mm-hmm. But don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Sow, and in connection with the ministry with which you're receiving, you're, in the book of Philippians, giving and receiving,
yeah.
Giving and receiving. Thank you, Father.
Praise for our partners. Jesus.
Reveal to them, sir,
for the blessing.
What their sowing is today into this ministry. And we thank you, and we release the anointing of increase in their lives.
Be blessed.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Go to church this weekend. Stay in the Word of God.
Keep
your faith strong. Praise God. Gloria is going to be teaching healing school next week. Aha, God has a health plan, and you need to get in it and stay in
it.
Until then, this is Ken and Gloria reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.